University of Florida scientist Bob Rouse says work he's doing with fellow UF scientist Ron Berlansky could explain why HLB-infected trees treated with foliar nutrition applications appear to have more viable roots than HLB-infected trees that aren't receiving foliar nutrition.
Ron Berlansky and I have teamed up because we're finding that where the nutritional elements are going on to the trees foliarly, we are getting an open functional phloem, which might explain why those roots are also continuing to function. There's also less starch in those leaves as we look at them through the both light and electron microscope. So we're trying to pursue that. We've got limited data at this point, but it's very encouraging, and we hope to continue to do that with funding from the box tax.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.